Nonetheless, quick start. How important was that against this team, which you know you have to score goals to beat a team like that?
Yeah, they're a great team, and they play fast and they play hard. And to be able to have a start like that, especially scoring on the first shift, was extremely helpful in getting momentum going.
It was kind of a punch-counter-punch kind of game. What does it say to you about being able to win a game playing that type of style, where you know you got some skill on the other side of the ice that you're going to have to match all the way through?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I mean, every game's getting huge for us here. Every game is, we got to play it like it's a playoff game to make it in there. And that's been our goal, and we've had that belief in ourselves. So we just want to start the same way we did tonight and continue that on through the whole game every single night.
The goals are obviously huge, but how much of a lift did you guys get as a team from that four-minute kill at the end of the second?
Huge. I mean, that was awesome, especially Booner blocking that. I think it was a 94-mile-an-hour one-timer or something like that. So those definitely don't feel good, but that's why he's our captain. He laid his body down for that type of stuff. So that was great. Definitely got to bench some energy.
The two games after the break, there's been the physical play from your team has really been ramped up. Has that been one of the messages coming out with the extra energy you have?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just part of our style. I mean, we're trying to play more and more within our system and more aggressive, connected, trusting each other. And I think a lot of guys are starting to step up their physicality, and I think it's paying dividends throughout the game.
Adam, that loss in Dallas not that long ago was a rough night for you guys, injury-wise, result-wise. How much did you feel like you kind of needed to pay back a little bit in this one?
Yeah, I mean, we had Z go out for a few shifts. Yeah. We had Fabs go out, Marchie go out, all unfortunately and on weird plays. And those are some guys that play some pretty big minutes for us, so obviously that sucks. It's not an excuse for losing the game there, but coming into tonight, we definitely wanted to get some revenge, I guess, on that. I don't know about revenge, but just get them back for that time. I mean, we weren't probably at our best, so it's great to get that one tonight.
Adam, talk about... Oh, go ahead, Adam.
Aaron. Just sort of keeping going with the big old face mask on. No big deal.
I mean, he missed three games, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I felt so bad when that puck went off my stick right into his jaw, and I was like, oh, my God, I just took out our best forward right now. And felt so bad because he's such a great guy. He's been playing so great for us. He's having a career year right now. He's playing awesome. So to be able to come back after that, right after the break, and cancel whatever plans he had to stay here and to train and to get ready for the back half of the season, this push says so much about him, his character, and the group of guys we got in here. We think this is a turning point year for us, and he's a big part of that, so he's been awesome.
Adam, I was just going to ask you, Dante Fabro had a nice game tonight. Well, how big of a pickup has he been this year for you guys?
Huge. I mean, he came in for us in Seattle there and put him right up on the top pairing that game, I think, and I don't know if he's looked back, so he's been awesome. He's been playing great with Z and complimenting each other well, allowing Z to do what he does and have the type of season that he's been having. And Fabs has been great with his outlet passes, playing great defensively and chipping off offensively when he can. So it's been awesome.
Adam, when Sean went down, you got put back into that or put into that role in the top line. You're really confident that you could handle that spot. That was a while ago now. Like, how much confidence have you even gained since then, and how comfortable are you just playing that role?
Yeah, a lot of confidence. I'm comfortable, but in this league, the second you think you got it figured out, it bites you in the ass. So you can never get complacent with it. You got to keep sticking with it, keep trying to learn as much as possible. I'm working with my teammates and my line mates every single day. I think we just got to keep pushing forward and not get complacent with it.
Have you learned stuff about, you know, I mean, how much have you learned in that? Yeah, I figured.
Absolutely.
How much? Like, a lot? Tons?
Yeah, so much. I mean, we've been through a lot as a team, off the ice, been through a lot on the ice, and I've been able to do a lot of watching with some great centermen the last two seasons, and I think it's paid off a lot. Not only are they great centermen, but they're great people, and being around them and asking questions and just watching how they conduct themselves every day on and off the ice has been so helpful for me as a young guy.
Thanks, Mo.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam.